So, Miss Alex Clark, what do you got for me?
This riddle can supposedly determine if you're a psychopath or not. If you have serial killer tendencies, depending on how you all answer these two riddles. So,
okay, everybody, please listen up. Stop what you're doing. Listen to the riddle.
The first riddle is a tale of murder and funerals. While at her own mother's funeral, a woman meets a guy she doesn't know. She thinks this guy is amazing, her dream man, and is pretty sure he could be the love of her life. However, she never asked for his name or number and afterwards can't find anyone who knows who he is. A few days later, she kills her own sister. Why did she kill her own sister?
Because she thought her sister got with the guy.
Okay. Joe, I won't say if that's right or wrong.
Yeah, why? I mean, because she never met the guy. It was at her mom's funeral.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody in the family knew who it was. So she ended up killing her sister.
Okay, so your thing is sticking with, though, she's killing the sister, because why?
To get with the guy.
To get with the guy.
To have a relationship.
Why is her sister dead a few days later after her mother's funeral?
Because it was all a dream.
Okay, so it was all a dream. So, there are a few ways to answer the question, but if you suggest that it's because the girl thought the man would turn up at her sister's subsequent funeral, then apparently you're kind of a psychopath. So, she killed the sister because she was hoping that guy would show up again. She didn't have a dream or number.
That is a good way.
Genius.
How do I see him again? I know I'll kill somebody.
Yeah, so if you suggested that, then you are on path there with or on par with psychopathic behavior. The second riddle is, a runaway trolley is about to run over.
Wait,
and
what's a trolley?
It's like a part of a train.
Like a little choo-choo train on the road.
Okay.
A runaway trolley, like San Francisco.
Google image it so you'll know, but it's a trolley.
A runaway trolley is about to run over and kill five people, and you are standing on a footbridge next to a large stranger. Your body is too light to stop the train, but if you push the stranger onto the tracks, killing him, you will save the five people. Would you push the man?
Yes.
Liv?
Yeah, couldn't you just push the people out of the way?
Nope, you're not strong enough. You can only push the one guy
You have Alex Clark.
But he would die for sure, but it would probably save the other five. Or if you don't push him, then the other five could die.
You got to go with the greater good.
I'll say, okay, yeah, I'll push the guy.
I would need to know how much time I have. How far is the trolley?
I don't know.
God,
you're getting too
detailed.
Please
do not ruin the equation.
Are you pushing the guy or no?
No, this question is too hard. I'm killing myself. Sacrificing myself.
If you answered this riddle by saying that you would push the man, it arguably makes you more of a psychopath. Even if you're saving more people, you're still committing a murder to do so.
That is not true, okay? I don't buy this for a second. You have to do the greater good, Alex. You have to save the five people over the one person.
Those lives
are worth more.
The problem is psychopathy, a personality disorder that falls on something of a spectrum, cannot be defined by answering just one single question or even one survey. So the first riddle about the funeral, it's like it may or may not really determine if you're a psychopath, and the other one too. So it's kind of like,
how did you answer these, Alex? You presented the questions, but you know these, and you probably did it yourself before.
Well, you guys know about riddles than me. I never can answer a riddle when Liv tries to do it.
But how did you answer, though? Whether it was right or wrong, what was your answer? Like, did you think that it's like, oh, well, that way if she kills the sister...
I wasn't going to push the guy for sure. I know that I wouldn't be able to do it. I would be too scared to make a move. I'd be frozen in fear. And then the first one, trying to figure out why the girl ended up dead, the sister ended up dead. I kind of thought the same thing, like, I don't know, she tried to kill her to be with him or something like that. So, yeah, I guess I kind of fell into the psycho one for the first one, but not the second for me.
Anyway,
those are your two riddles. You can ask a guy that on a first date, find out real quick if he's something to mess with or not.
What do I feel like that's your opening line when you slide into a DM?
It
so,
is.
Would you push somebody in front of a trolley? Would you?